Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast for this midweek update. Now, don't forget, you can catch up with all of the news of the last 12 months over at the website, www.realmadridpodcast.com, or you can follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, or Alexa. So, what's been happening today? Well, Luka Jovic has been presented to the media this morning. I'm the happiest kid in the world to have signed a contract with this big club. I will give everything to help Madrid win titles. I am sure I have chosen the best option. Now, prior to his words, the president, Florentino Perez, outlined his vision. We want to share with all of the players the start of a new project for next season. We must work intensively to fulfill the dreams of our fans. It's not been the year we expected. We will react with strength and determination. This club, he said, never gives up. Now, with Brazilians, Belgians, Serbians, and perhaps more arriving in the next few weeks, what about the future of Brahim Diaz, who impressed many on the occasions he was given the opportunity at the back end of last season? Well, anybody who thought that he was on his way out will have to rethink. Zidane's words to Diaz gave him significant hope that he will be having a big future. I'm counting on you next season. You will be part of the team. Those are the words to Brahim Diaz. Could, of course, lead to a potential problem or two with accommodating Vinicius. Now, the other Brazilian, Rodrigo, will not play a final game with Santos, which was due to take place tonight against Corinthians. He will now take a short vacation before arriving for pre-season on July the 8th. Long-time target Kylian Mbappe was on the score sheet for France last night against Andorra, scoring his 100th professional goal. He was asked afterwards about his immediate future and the possibility of going to Madrid. The reply was curt and to the point. It's not the time to talk about Madrid. You always ask me the same thing. It is not the time. And he then moved on. Dani Ceballos answered questions about his immediate future. Zidane, he said, has been very clear with me. I have a contract here with a high release clause. If I do leave, it will be to go to a team where I will be a key player. I can compete in any team in Europe. Then he added, it's important to have the confidence of the coach. In the national team, I feel I am an important player. I don't want another year without playing. I hope, though, to succeed at Real Madrid. Still doing the rounds and looking for a club for next season is Adrien Rabiot after alienating PSG and it seems Barcelona. He's now making overtures again to Real Madrid. Bayern Munich are also interested. The player, though, would prefer to play for this week's idol, which is Zidane. No real movement on the Pogba or Eriksen front in the last few days. Spurs still refusing to sell Eriksen for less than 120 million. Real Madrid have offered 80, and that suits Zidane because he doesn't want the Dane anyway. But he does remain focused on getting Paul Pogba, who he very much wants. Now, one transfer that could make it more possible is that of Eriksen moving to Manchester United. Whether or not Spurs would want to sell to a direct rival is another thing. The other alternative for Real Madrid is potentially to sign Fabian Ruiz from Napoli and staying in Serie A, despite plenty of stories linking him with a move away. Paulo Dybala shot down any truth in the stories that he's on his way out of Juventus, potentially to Real Madrid. I have 4 years left on my contract, he said. Juve and I love each other. I am happy here and I love this club. James Rodriguez, a mainstay of the transfer gossip columns for the last, 12 months or so, is still a prominent feature as he tries to sort out his future, potentially with Napoli. They still head the list of clubs wanting to take him. His salary, though, seems to be a stalling point. He, it said, wants an annual salary of around 7 million euros per season, which would immediately make him just about the highest paid player at the club. Only Mertens, Insigne and Koulibaly currently earn over 4 million a season. Now, the forgotten man, Raul de Tomas, could be on his way to Portugal with both Porto and Benfica interested, with Benfica tabling a bid of 20 million euros for the striker. Madrid, though, holding out for closer to 35 million for the striker, who's 24 years of age now, who's been at Madrid since 2011, during which time he's never played a Liga game. The last two seasons he's been with Vallecano, with whom he scored 38 goals in 65 appearances. Now, with Fernand Mendy's arrival imminent, the future once again of Marcelo is a topic for discussion. He's been made aware of the fact that he will no longer be a first choice at left back next season, but the club are happy for him to stay in a reduced role if he so wants. The decision then is there for the Brazilian to make. The 31-year-old, who's made 343 appearances, scoring 25 goals, is under contract until 2021. Keylor Navas has requested a move. However, whilst Madrid will accommodate his departure, he wants it to be on his terms, and those terms are quite simple. He wants Madrid to pay up the remaining 2 years of his contract and allow him to leave for nothing. Something that Real Madrid have refused. They want between 15 and 20 million euro for the player who has spent the last 5 years at the club. And that just about wraps it up then for this midweek update. Don't forget, you can catch up with all of the news from the last 12 months by heading across to the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com, or you can follow us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, Alexa, and a myriad of other online platforms. For the moment then, from me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye for now.